Person Don Manzullo joins Big John and Amy Jacobson, and I want to talk to him about get an update on Thompson. I want to get his thoughts on New York City and the bombing, but I want to begin by asking him, how are things looking in Gitmo? Good morning, Congressman. How are you?
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. I understand you spent some quality time down in Gitmo. Are things reasonably under control there?
They are. It is, in the words of the admiral who is in charge of Gitmo, quote, it's an active battlefield because detainees are continuously planning operations, end of quote.
Wow.
And as we traveled around there and talking to numerous soldiers and sailors, they were absolutely aghast at the fact that people were even thinking about moving this active battlefield to stateside because of the great fear that the hatred and animosity towards Gitmo in Cuba will undoubtedly travel to Thompson, Illinois. So, you know, obviously we're in favor of reopening the facility as a standalone state or federal prison, but to put the continental United States into, quote, an active battlefield, in the words of the admiral in charge, that's unconscionable. It should be stopped right away.
Congressman Manzullo, is it your opinion then that these guys are getting more radicalized the longer they sit there and finger paint and just sit in the sun? They're getting worse?
Well, they can't be worse than they are now. There are 183 of them left, guarded by 1,950 personnel, to give you an idea of the number of people that it takes to guard them. But interestingly enough is the fact that there are seven different compounds. Those would be replicated in Thompson, and that the prisoners of war would not be in a lockdown situation except for 4 hours a day from midnight to four. The rest of the time, they're allowed their choice of communal living of up to 20 people. You could take your choice of TV, no TV, light TV, and they walk around with the infrared headphones listening to the television. So the terrorists, because of the rules of war, would be treated a lot more humanely and openly and fairly than the domestic the criminals that we have in this country.
Now, Congressman, you just mentioned that they're planning operations, those 183 detainees in Gitmo. What are they doing? How are they doing this?
Well, what they're doing is I asked the question about communications among the prisoners and outside. And we were told, quote, the communications with the outside world are, quote, beyond counting. In fact, somebody even smuggled in a brand-new $20 bill. And the reason they have the separation is that these people are so evil and so highly trained that if one group of prisoners, called the leaders, can look at other people, they can signal with their eyes alone for some people to commit suicide. And that's happened on three or four different occasions.
Congressman, any hope of getting any of our allies, quote-unquote allies, in the Middle East or someplace else to take these guys?
Well, of that group, there are about 70 or 80 Yemeni who are ready to be repatriated to the so-called reindoctrination camps, either in Yemen or in Saudi Arabia. In fact, I'm going to try to get over there within the next couple of months to check out those camps. But what they've got planned here is at the minimum, there will be about 48 prisoners, terrorists. They're either Al-Qaeda or Taliban, that would come to Thompson, and as to these people, there are no plans to give any type of either civil or criminal trial. Plus, and here's what people don't realize, in Section 7 over there are 15 high-value terrorists. These are leaders of Al-Qaeda that are presently awaiting trial. They would all be in one place in Thompson, Illinois, to be tried at various parts in the country. And I'm still convinced that the federal courthouse in Rockford, which is the local venue, would become a place for different types of trials and motions. In fact, these people are so dangerous, it takes 40 soldiers to move one prisoner within a confined compound.
Well, Congressman, last time I spoke with U.S. Senator Dick Durbin, he had mentioned that he wanted them to be transported to Chicago to the Dirksen Federal Building instead of Rockford. Where does that stand right now? What's the latest?
Mayor Bloomberg did not want to spend $200 million. To have those people tried in New York. Plus, you know, members of Congress don't determine where these guys go to trial. I mean, you can't just say, well, they won't be in Rockford. The problem is that is that it's going to cost hundreds of millions of dollars in security. In fact, it cost a $500 million to build out the Gitmo facilities in Guantanamo Bay Naval Base for the terrorists, about a $500 million. They just spent $137 million for a new prison. They just spent about $18 million for a brand-new courtroom, which we visited. Now, to retrofit the Thompson prison, not counting the money that would be spent for a standalone federal prison, because we're obviously in favor of that, you're looking at another $350 to $500 million.
So I might understand that, in your opinion then, Congressman Don Manzullo, we just try them, military tribunal in Gitmo, and attrition will take care of the rest.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. There's no need to close Gitmo. There's no need to transfer that threat. In fact, we've been saying this all along, and this is what Catherine Sebelius said when she was governor of Kansas, that she did not want those terrorists transferred to Leavenworth, not because they would get out.
Right.
They would not get out of Thompson because it would serve as a magnet,
right.
A magnet to bring people of like mind within the continental United States. It would bring them to the Thompson area, and in her case, bring them to the Leavenworth, Kansas area. That would make the area around that dangerous and unsafe.
Now, what's the latest? Just refresh my memory. What is the latest? Where does it stand right now?
Well, here, the latest is that the prison officially closed. I think it was on Monday. The state guards were transferred to other prisons in the state, and money has been appropriated to or authorized to buy the prison. The state of Illinois is trying to come up with some type of a price on it, and so that's going on. And meanwhile, simultaneously, is the effort, the continuous effort on the part of the president to move. Not close, but to move Gitmo from Cuba to Thompson, Illinois. So we're trying to convince him and everybody else that we don't want these terrorists on the continental United States. You know, we've heard it said that we've had no problem with terrorists that are presently housed at Marion, Illinois, Terre Haute, Indiana, and Florence, Colorado at Big Macs. The problem is those prisoners there are guarded by civil the regular Bureau of Prison guards, and there's one guard for every five prisoners under the Bureau of Prison system.
Yeah.
And that also applies to those terrorists. Up here, if they move them, it'll be 10 guards for every one prisoner, plus probably an additional 1,000 people necessary to do the surveillance and to try to keep up the security so that people don't come into the area.
Congressman, thanks a lot. You make a compelling argument. We appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks so much. We'll talk to you later.
Take care. That is Congressman Don Manzullo, AM 560 WIND at 652.